Hey, it's Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training, speaking in the middle of COVID winter. And at least the sun is shining on the snow, so we have lots of brightness outside. But I'm wondering if you are starting or continuing to find it hard to have brightness on the inside. I wonder if in this month where we had Bell Let's Talk Day, focusing attention on mental health, I wonder how your mental health is doing and what you think you can do about it. Because whether you are anxious or depressed or all over the place, having that nice, balanced energy, the kind of energy that gets you up, that keeps you looking forward, that keeps you getting things done. That's hard this winter. Lots of us are finding it hard to stick our nose out of bed and not want to just crawl back under the covers and wait for spring. So when you're in that mood, it's harder to see how to find energy or get energy. And a lot of our go-to plans just won't work for us right now. That quick escape that you at least could imagine taking to the beach, even if you didn't have money to actually go there, you can't really even imagine now. There are so many things you just can't get to. And nature, which is very welcoming most of the time, can make it hard to go for a walk. That most basic kind of therapy of just getting out and just keep putting one foot in front of the other is harder when it's slippery out or windy. There is something that always perks up our energy, inevitably, good or bad, we get that little boost, that thrill, and that something is surprise. And whether it's a tiny surprise, you look down, your phone is ringing, and you recognize the number, and it's somebody you didn't expect to be calling, but you really want to talk to, you have that moment. Whoa. And in that moment, energy isn't an issue. You have enough. Negative surprises have the same effect, but why would we practice those? So today we're going to think a little bit about how do you let some surprise into your life in lockdown? Your life that seems completely regulated and regimented by all these rules and all this fear, because we're not really staying inside to follow the rules. We're really staying inside to protect our society, to protect our health and the health of other people. That's a good thing, but it doesn't feel good. It feels wrong. So we need to let some light in. We need to create a crack in the shell of COVID. We need energy that comes from surprise. And this is where we start to learn the power of deliberately doing two things at once. And I know you have heard endlessly that multitasking is bad for you, that you should only think about one thing. But all truths have their limits. And the limit of the truth about multitasking is that single tasking is also what allows us to fixate on negative thoughts and on no one boundaries. And when they're true boundaries and when the thoughts truly occupy us, it can be really hard to get out of that loop. One way to do it is to do two things at once. And one of the things you do needs to be something gentle, something repetitive, and something with just enough stretch to it so it occupies your attention. For lots of us, this means something like drawing or doodling. because most of us don't think of ourselves as great artists. And so we have to think a little differently when we decide that instead of writing words on a page, we're going to put images on a page. And all you really need is a pen and a paper. If you're a perfectionist soul like me, you might need a pencil and a paper. And what you need is a reason to draw, and just draw. It's helpful. We're going to do this in our program on Zoom, so other people will be expecting you to draw. And if you can draw with somebody else, that's great. Now, what are you doing while you're drawing? You got to draw something, and you got to think about the drawing in the back of your mind or in the front. You're free to have a conversation. It could be a conversation with yourself if you're all by yourself. You can get on the phone. You can get on a video call, even if you hate video calls, because then you can share pictures, which is a little more fun. And you can talk. And the key to having a good conversation right now is to let in a little random. So this is easy in a course because somebody else is setting the topics and you don't see them coming. But it's harder to value random in a conversation with somebody else. So this is where it becomes very helpful to buy one of those decks of cards with questions on it. There are lots of them available now, or a book of questions, or just the newspaper. Turn a page, look at it, and talk about the first thing that your eye catches on while you're drawing. Now, when you're doing these two things at once, you're thinking and you're drawing and not at the same thing. You're going to be pulled a little to let go of your normal patterns, of that really easily accessible rut of your thoughts repeating in the same way over and over. And you're going to be drawn to have a new thought. Just a new thought. And eventually, you'll either say something or look down at what you've drawn, and there will be a surprise, a little gift from your bigger self that you might think of as your unconscious mind, or you might think of as your brain processing in the background while your conscious mind is doing something up front. But it's a gift from you to you of something you weren't thinking about that might be helpful to give your attention for just a little while. Another way to get at this same little bit of energy, this little burst, is to connect it with your purpose. Now, most of us don't have some great, you know, plaque on our door that says, "This is my life's purpose." But you know that some things feel right to you. Some things feel like you're doing the right thing, the productive thing. And some other things seem like, yeah, it's a chore you got to get through, or maybe it's just something to do. The great thing about purpose is it gives us the motivation to do stuff when we don't feel like doing stuff. But again, the more we look at it, the more it can just seem like I'm never going to get there anyway. So we want to catch things like purpose out of the corner of our eye, because when we catch movement out of the corner of our eye, that gives us that little surprise, that gives us that little bit of difference, and energy comes with that difference. So if you want to think about what are you trying to do, what's your purpose, what's important to you, don't necessarily start meditating into your journal, because if you're not in the right mood, that can go horribly wrong, and you can just end up meditating on how rotten everything is and how little energy you have. That's not helpful. No. Write about something completely sideways. this could be, I need to think about my purpose, but I'm going to write about food I miss eating. Or I'm going to think about my purpose while I also do some cleaning of my cupboards and organizing, something that takes a little bit of brain power so that you know you want to work on connecting to something important, but you want to do it by letting it kind of come to you. You know, like approaching a strange dog. You don't want to rush right up to it. You want to welcome it, and it's better if you're not staring it right in the eye. So in order to engage, we need to be distracted a little. We need to give our mind something to do that isn't running over and over the same kind of conversation, and allow ourselves, our bigger selves, our brain-body system to give us hints that give us that little boost of energy. The last thing, of course, that gives human beings energy is just connecting with other human beings. But I know you are thinking, yeah, sure, Linda, sometimes connection gives me energy. Sometimes by the time I get off a call, I am completely drained. And the difference is often your ability to be curious. And again, you become curious when discussions take a turn you don't expect, when you allow yourself to listen for difference instead of listening for patterns that you already know. Every conversation is a story that you create together. You collaborate with somebody else to make. And I like that word collaboration rather than co-creation. Co-creation always makes me think of handing something back and forth. You know, you can be a co-creator without getting connected, without actually letting your halfway developed thought hit somebody else's halfway developed thought and make something new. And you'll hear in my voice, just describing that process gives me a little hit of energy. So what we're really looking for here is any conversation starter, and again, random things work best, that lets some difference into a conversation so that you have something to go, oh, I didn't see that coming, and then ask a question, support that, follow it up, be a little bit curious, because there's never been anyone who had curiosity who also lacked energy or motivation. Curiosity is motivation. And where do you find it? You find it in difference while you connect. So it means making that first effort. Call somebody, write somebody, talk to somebody over your computer. It can be a video call. You can see them. It doesn't have to be a video call. If your internet's good, use a phone call. But call somebody you don't always talk to, or call somebody you always talk to, you really love, you really, maybe it's part of your purpose is to keep them connected and going. And in that phone call, introduce something random so that you both have something to be curious about. So these are little tweaks. These are not big bursts of energy, you know. Exit pursued by a bear. Yeah, if a bear is chasing you, you have lots of energy, but you're also going to have a big energy crash after. You don't want that kind of energy. You just want that nice, gentle, hopeful little bursts of energy that remind you that it's good to be you. It's good to be alive, and that tomorrow holds the possibility of good things. If you want to share time and connection with people who believe that good things are possible, please look us up at nlpcanada.com. We have lots of events online, and we'd love to meet you.